speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, February the 3rd, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. This is the Monday after the Stupid Bowl. And it was kind of the stuff that you've come to expect from the Super Bowl, isn't it? Everybody usually talks about the degrading halftime where families sit there and watch stripper-type stuff. And yesterday was no exception. Same type of thing. And then there's the commercials. And then eventually you talk about the game. Some people do. But in the past, long after I lost any interest in football, after I was out of my sophomore year in high school, people would look at the commercials. And that somehow became a thing, as I said before. You know, I realized that at least one commercial, at one church that we went to, they would get together for a Super Bowl party. That had become a thing after we had stopped paying any attention to it. And I thought it was really strange. Everybody was more interested in the commercials than they were in the game itself. And then the halftime issue becomes an issue with Janet Jackson. And then we had that again yesterday. Of course, those are not the only two times that's happened. But we're going to talk about the commercials today. And the commercials, the dueling commercials between Bloomberg and Trump, what they mean. And we're going to also take a look at the Democrat super sale. Yes, right now you can get your superdelegates and the DNC at a discount, but the voters are deeply discounted. They're not really going to be paying attention to them. We'll talk about what's going on. This is a redo of what we saw 4 years ago. And some of the people are furious about this. We now have the establishment Democrat Party. It looks like Biden is meandering off into the sunset, not sure where to go next or where he came from. And now Bloomberg is rising very quickly. And it looks like the Democrats are for sale, as usual, right? Hillary Clinton came in with tens of millions of dollars to buy up the bankrupt DNC 4 years ago. And she got the superdelegates. And now the Bernie supporters and people like Michael Moore are furious at what's going on. And this is turning into going to be a real civil war if they do this again. On the other hand, if they put in Bernie Sanders, it's going to have essentially a mutiny of many blue-collar Democrats are going to leave that. And I think it's going to set up a replay of Nixon versus McGovern. So we're going to take a look at the commercials. We're going to take a look at the projections. We also have a couple of cases in Europe yesterday, about the same time. Islamic terrorist attacks with knives, stopped by guns, good guys with guns. In this particular case, of course, you've got to wait for the guys in uniform to get there because the citizens of Europe have been disarmed. And, of course, Michael Bloomberg has made it his life's work to disarm American citizens, regardless of what the Constitution says. He doesn't really care about that. But we're going to spend a lot of time looking also at the viral censorship that surfaced around this report that came out of India, and then it was kind of validated by what happened in Thailand. People being treated with a combination of two HIV drugs and one flu drug. They said, we had somebody who was sick with the novel coronavirus, and she was about to die. She was going down very quickly, so we tried this as an experiment, perhaps because they saw that paper. They said that it cured the situation. And we've had a pullback. We'll talk to you about the scientific paper that is there, the back and forth about that, but then the practical application of it as well. We'll talk about the viral censorship that clamped down and is now escalating, and that is really going around the world. And then we'll talk about Wuhan in your own backyard. Do you realize that we have these biosafety labs all over the United States, more so than any other country? We'll be right back. Stay with us. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, February the 3rd. Year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at a large array of topics today. We had Islamic terrorist attacks in Britain and I think it was Brussels, Belgium. And we also have the Democrats coming up to Iowa. And it's looking like it's business as usual. That means that the superdelegates and the DNC are up for sale. And we're going to take a look at the difference between the way a Marxist millionaire runs his campaign, that'd be Bernie Sanders, and a Marxist billionaire, Michael Bloomberg, runs his campaign. It's kind of retail versus wholesale politics. I think it's, well, we'll get into that coming up. Before we do, I want to cover a little bit of Stupid Bowl news, and then we're going to get into the corona HIV connection. That surfaced over the weekend, and the censorship that quickly clamped down on any of that information, and why this looks very suspiciously like an engineered virus. But first, let's talk about the Super Bowl. We have, as Freedom Bunker points out, Miami spent $20 million hosting this year's Super Bowl. But the taxpayers get free Ferris wheel rides. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? They got to ride a giant Ferris wheel for free this week, and it only cost them $20 million, about $10 million in security and infrastructure costs related to the big game and other events leading up to it, including the week-long fan extravaganza on the city's waterfront, which includes concerts, lots of NFL merchandise, free rides on a seaside Ferris wheel within the Fox Sports compound. And there was like $4 million that went directly to the owners of the Miami Dolphins, even though they weren't in the Super Bowl and haven't been there for quite some time. Then there was $1 million to pay for hotel rooms for the two teams, their coaches, staff, and players. You know, only $1 million. Must have been nice hotels. There is a bid book that goes out, and we didn't see the bid book for this particular Super Bowl, but it got leaked about the Super Bowl in 2018 in Minneapolis. And that year, what we can see what the NFL demands from a city in order to have the Super Bowl there. It had 150 pages in the contract demanding everything from 35,000 free parking spaces within a mile of the stadium to priority snow removal in the event of a storm. Now, Miami doesn't have to worry about that, as they point out on Freedom Bunker, but they also still provided free access to nearby golf courses for months in advance for NFL and team officials, free access to bowling alleys and other event spaces, free billboards for advertising, etc. There were 200 instances of the phrase at no cost to the NFL in that 150-page bid book that came out of Minneapolis. They can always argue that having people come into the area, they're spending money on all types of things. That is the argument that they make. But they make that kind of argument, don't they, with every kind of subsidy of big business. Oh, well, you know, let's just subsidize, fill in the blank. This corporation wants to move an office here or some manufacturing facility here. And we know that they're going to shower everybody with cash, and so let's give them massive amounts of money. We saw that with Amazon, for example. We see it with every large company, and everybody else just get in line, because if you were there as a small businessman paying the taxes to support Amazon, the activity that you do, the value that you add to your community, that's nothing. That's nothing. You should pay for these guys coming in because they're the real engines of growth. And yet we know that it is small business that hires the most number of people. The rest of this stuff is just flash cash coming and going. And it makes me disgusted to see the kinds of subsidies that the NFL and these other teams get just in their stadiums. I mean, forget about this $20 million for this particular event. Take a look at the money that is used to subsidize these stadiums at taxpayer expense. In many cases, it's so large that it has to be taken care of by the state with subsidies. And we're talking several billion dollars per stadium now is what it's come to. I would like to have the government set me up with billions of dollars. I could probably do a lot to bring a lot of activity and business to the area. If I was just given a subsidy and funded to start my business, you know, which is what we're talking about. We got billionaires who can afford to have millionaires playing their sports, and they need to have their stadiums paid for by the taxpayers. This is what it amounts to. It's not just that business. It's every business. We see this with Elon Musk. That's my big gripe with Elon Musk. You got a better mousetrap? Fine. Then I don't need to subsidize it, do I? But that's what we see from the billionaires. They always get their way into the taxpayer pocket to get paid. Their businesses, their business expenses set up for them by the government. Isn't that nice? It even extends to the people that make Greek yogurt, right? Here's a free factory for you. Just do your Greek yogurt for us and push open immigration. And we'll cover everything for you. We'll do all kinds of puff pieces telling everybody how you're the world's greatest entrepreneur. You can come on and tell us how you have to bring people in from another country for Chobani yogurt because the American workers are pieces of crap and you can't get anything done if you have to hire these American workers. So you're going to bring in people from all these other countries and you're going to have this Tower of Babel floor where you've got to have 20 different translators to try to talk to people. Let's take a look at the ads at the Super Bowl, however. We had Donald Trump. I played you the Bloomberg ad. And it was about a minute ad, and it was a very touching story about a young man, young black man, about 20 years old. He wanted to play football, so it starts out with football jersey and pictures of him playing football and so forth. And then you find out that his life was taken with a gun. It was a gun that killed him. It wasn't another individual. It was a gun. Well, it turns out that this young black athlete was out at midnight in Houston texting, and the last thing that they had from him was he was texting some other black youth to fight him at midnight. This is a problem with the community, with the family, with the parents, with the values. And he could have been run over with a car. He could have been hit in the back of the head with a 2x4 and killed. It's not about the gun. The gun just happened to be a tool. He shows up to a fight that he wanted to pick. And the other guy had a gun. But he could have, again, he could have been out on the street waiting for the guy, and the guy could have run him over, any kind of a thing. The issue is the culture and the lack of parenting. And it is a tragedy. It's not to downplay that. But let's not take away guns from people who need them to defend themselves, because Michael Bloomberg's got an army of people to defend him. And what he wants to do with the Constitution is legally indefensible. But let's take a look at the angle that President Trump did on his commercial. Video clip number one.
I'm free to hug my family. I'm free to start over. This is the greatest day of my life. My heart is just bursting with gratitude. I want to thank President Donald John Trump. Woo!
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Again, that was the story of Alice Marie Johnson. She was somebody who was sentenced to life in prison in the mid-1990s because we have this algorithmic sentencing, mandatory minimums. And it was a nonviolent crime, but she was involved in drug trafficking. And because they have mandatory minimums, the judge did not have any discretion in that. And this is the case that was brought to his attention by Kim Kardashian. But in a move of bipartisan support, they passed the First Step Act, which gets rid of some of the insanity of the drug war and mandatory minimums. And I think that was a very, very smart move by President Trump. And I'll tell you why when we come back. Stay with us.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that causes gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here, and I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs, and we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is, the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, I saw the comments on Twitter. Ann Coulter was not happy about the Trump ad. She thought that it was very bad. I think, however, I disagree. I think it was genius. Because what President Trump did was he highlighted probably the most popular bipartisan thing that he has done in this administration. While you had Bloomberg doubling down on his obsession with gun control, coming across as an anti-freedom authoritarian, while President Trump came across as somebody who was trying to moderate the excesses of our massive criminal system. I leave out the word justice, because the justice system that we have now is a criminal system. The system itself is as bad as any of the criminals that we lock up, because we have turned it over to a kind of algorithm. The mandatory minimums, as well as, you know, the idea that your property, any of your physical property, can be seized without convicting you, without even charging you with a crime. Cars, houses, cash, you name it, anything, right? Unless you are a big pharmaceutical company that pushes out opioids as an epidemic. Then in that case, they will negotiate with you. Your lawyers meet their lawyers and you, you plea bargain down the amount of fines that you, and they don't touch anything of yours personally. That's not the case with everybody else. But what the decision was made in the Reagan administration to go after end users, which is not anything they ever did with alcohol prohibition, by the way. You know, alcohol prohibition created a massive corruption in our police departments. It created organized crime like we had never seen before. Gang violence like we'd never seen before. Concentration of the drugs that were trying to be prohibited. And of course, we've seen all of that, but they didn't have it running long enough, I guess, to go after the end users the way that they have, our war on drugs. It's now been going on for, coming up to 49 years, nearly half a decade, and no constitutional basis for it either. No respect for the Constitution whatsoever. That's why. They have these mandatory minimums, excessive punishment for people. That's why they have all the other issues in terms of stripping due process. But as I pointed out last week, we look at the other side of this, extremely lenient policies like we see coming out of New York City with de Blasio, this so-called bail reform. Again, taking away a judge's discretion at that point, the human equation, and just turning it into an algorithm. The robot injustice system. So it's like, well, you got X number of, X amount of pot or X number of plants or whatever. You go to jail for, let's see, look it up on the table, this number of years, right? Or if you get arrested for pretty much anything short of premeditated murder, they just let you out on the streets in New York. Because now they don't have bail anymore. They give you all kinds of incentives to come back on your trial date. You can get tickets to sporting events. You can get tickets to Broadway plays, whatever. You know, just come back so we can try you and lock you up. Perhaps. I'm sure that's going to work really well. A lot of the crimes that people can be alleged to have committed can be violent acts, terrorist acts, acts against children, as I pointed out last week. And yet they'll still let you out under this no bail law because there's no judicial discretion allowed. Again, it is justice, quote unquote, by robot algorithm. The same thing that's happening with the mandatory minimums. And that's what this First Step Act was the first step to come back from. That's why it was so popular with a bipartisan program. And so that's what President Trump featured. Somebody who was sentenced to life in prison. Even though it was nonviolent, said, you know what? We need to, have a little bit more discretion with this. And I think that is a genius move. And I'm glad to see that he didn't simply run it on his economic record. Yeah, that is an important thing. It is about the economy, stupid, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But, you know, Bernie Sanders, as he is surging ahead in Iowa, he vows to reverse every single thing that Trump has done. There we go. And I'm sure he'd follow up. And I will reverse everything that Washington, Jefferson, Madison, and all the founders did as well, including the Constitution. Well, I would say to Bernie, you like your Marxism? You can keep your Marxism and you can put it where the sun doesn't shine. But he basically tried to, in his approach again, he's implying that President Trump is racist. Good luck with that, Bernie. Good luck with that. Don't think that dog hunts anymore. You guys have so overused that, and it's unfortunate because, you know, we don't want to have racism. Racism still exists, and nobody believes that charge anymore because you call everybody that disagrees with you about anything a racist, a hater, and so forth, and you seek to cancel everyone that you disagree with. Historically accurate election forecaster predicts that Trump will win by an even greater margin in 2020. This is Moody's. And they had successfully predicted every election since 1980. They missed in 2016, however. And their model is based on economic variables because it is the economy, stupid, as Bill Clinton and his campaign said after Bill Clinton was impeached. We're going to run on the economy. And President Trump already has an ad out talking about the economy. So Moody's uses three economic variables. One of them is the pocketbook measure, and that looks like things like gas prices, house prices, personal income. They said Trump shines the brightest there. If that was the only variable, they would predict that he would grab 351 electoral college votes. He would steamroll the competition. Then they take a look at the stock market, and it is the least favorable model for Trump, which is actually kind of surprising because the stock market has done so well. And then there's the unemployment model. It predicts a more comfortable win for Trump than the stock market model does. But again, if we have a situation with Bernie Sanders, Mr. Sandinista, and his cadre of Marxists, I think it is going to be a repeat of Nixon-McGovern. We'll be talking later in the program about the Democrats and what's going on with the superdelegates. Yes, they're back in the news, and they're for sale. And they are deeply discounting the voters right now. All voters must go. We have a brand new DNC and superdelegate models to offer you. You know, when I go back and I look at just the Iowa caucus 4 years ago, went back and looked at it. Ted Cruz won that, slightly beating President Trump. But you had Hillary just edging out Bernie Sanders. And again, on the Democrat side, they don't report raw votes. Isn't that funny? These people like Hillary Clinton, who are so much about counting every single vote, you know, and they didn't count the votes. They meet in different caucuses, and then they select delegates from those caucuses. And then on the basis of that, they select the delegates that are going to go to the to the nominating convention. And all of that has nothing to do with the constitutional model, of course. But when you look at the number of delegates that she got from the caucuses, she just edged out Bernie Sanders by 0.2%. 0.2%, I think. But she got about 50% more delegates than he did. So that's going to be the story this time as well.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Folks, once you need the food, once you need the water filters, once you need the masks, it'll be too late to get them. You got to get them now before you find that you require them for survival. Trust us, this is not something to be messing around with. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, make your purchase today, and at least have that part of survival covered. The food, the time it will take for the rest of society to collapse or calm down or whatever the case may be. The RZ Air Filtration Mask M2 Mesh. I have one of those personally. I've got a couple of these things off the old InfoWars store. I am prepared. Are you? If you're not, InfoWarsStore.com on sale now. Everything you need to prepare yourself for whatever comes next, folks. It's not necessarily the disease. It's the panic that surrounds the disease. It's the collapse that the disease would bring upon that you need to be prepared for. Food will be off the shelves. Water won't be available. You might not even be able to leave your house. You got to be prepared before it comes down.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen, and I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media, but it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to correct what I said just as we're going to break. I misspoke. In the Iowa caucus, 2016, it was pretty much all Hillary and Bernie. She got 49.9% of the votes at the caucus level. And again, it's not direct votes of the individuals. And that's one of the things I said, well, what are we going to do if we put out the individual votes of Democrats who show up to the caucuses? That's going to let multiple people claim to be winners, you know, like Hillary Clinton did when she lost the Electoral College. So the process in Iowa, which she was perfectly fine with, was that people would vote within their caucus, and then they would apportion delegates at the caucus level. And then whoever, all those delegates would be counted, and whoever had the most delegates at the caucus level, that would redistribute things for who got the delegates that were going to go to the DNC convention. And but then they also threw in superdelegates that were not voted on. These are people who were part of the DNC insiders, the superdelegates. You know, people who were friends of Hillary. And they don't have to respond at all to what the voters said. See, that's how she got the nomination. And that's why the information was leaked just as the DNC convention was about to start. And Hillary created the Russia did it narrative to keep people from looking at what people were, the corruption within the Democrat Party and how she had bought the superdelegates to keep people from seeing that and that corrupt process. She said, Russia did this. Look at how this information got out there. And that's not how it got out there. It was released by supporters of Bernie who were upset about how she rigged the election. And then when she lost the election, she basically accused President Trump of doing what she did to get the nomination in the Democrat Party. Oh, you didn't win the popular vote. You got all the delegates. Well, that's how you became nominee, Hillary. And so when we look at Iowa, for example, and we reported this all the way through, Hillary got 49.9% of the vote, if you will, the delegates from the different caucuses. She got 49.9. Bernie got 49.6. So there's a 0.3% difference. However, when it came to delegates, she got 23 and Bernie got 21. So she got 0.3% more of the votes and she got 10% more of the delegates. And she did that over and over and over again. That's how she won the nomination. And so you got a lot of Bernie supporters see this happening again. And it looks like it's going to be a civil war within the Democrat Party. But as Iowa Senator Joni Ernst pointed out, she said, you know, if Joe Biden wins, he could be impeached for this Ukraine stuff. If you're going to impeach President Trump, what he did, what he confessed to on tape, if, you know, that is an issue. They're not free to do foreign policy, even in a quid pro quo thing, as I said. Well, you know, that's an impeachable offense. Well, then he would be capable of being impeached. You know, we had Nancy Pelosi celebrating, handing out pins as they did the articles of impeachment, and we criticized her for doing that, pointed out that her pins actually looked like had a bullet on the end. Just a coincidence, I'm sure, just like, you know, her necklace and so forth was a coincidence. But Trump, as Fox News is saying, appears to mock Pelosi by handing out pins during a USMCA signing. I don't think that he was mocking her. The point we made was that whenever they sign a major piece of legislation, politicians always do that pin thing. And it was, you know, when you come together with a piece of legislation, it's theoretically a time to celebrate. I don't celebrate the USMCA. I think it is a horrible piece of legislation. As I said last week, and I had Arthur Thompson from the John Birch Society on before it was signed. But it was a done deal. I mean, Republicans in the Senate loved it, and Democrats, and Republicans and Democrats in the House loved it, and President Trump loved it. It gives us some nice goodies up front, but it makes all the sovereignty issues of NAFTA continue, and even worse. And that's really the long-term problem with USMCA. Nevertheless, if this is a bill that Republicans and Democrats and President Trump all like, that's a celebratory system. Nancy Pelosi was trying to pretend was that it was a solemn thing that she was doing to impeach President Trump. She did not want that to happen, and it just showed how much of a hypocrite and a liar she is to hand out celebratory pins. That was the point. It was not that Trump is appearing to mock her. It's that she was a hypocrite, Fox. I think you missed the point again, yet again. Taking a look at terrorism before we get into the coronavirus and the risk to us here. And I want to look at Wuhan in our backyard. I've been talking about this for years. For years I've been talking about the risk from these biosafety labs. If this is the case, if this escaped or was released or whatever, there we need to pay close attention to biological warfare and these biosafety labs that we have, levels 3 and 4, that have proliferated throughout the United States and have had a lot of problems. Unfortunately, we have, as far as we're told, not had an accidental release of pathogens. Many of us believe otherwise when we look at Lyme disease and many other things like that. Our government does a better job of covering it up. And we're going to talk about the cover-up of information that came out and how we have now viral censorship. They have really clamped down, both the Chinese government and Twitter. Twitter banning permanently, they said, Zero Hedge. We'll take a look at what was all behind that. And again, it involves BuzzFeed. It's funny how you got these fake news organizations like CNN and BuzzFeed devoting multiple reporters to shutting down other news sites. And that's really what happened with the Zero Hedge takedown. You have a BuzzFeed reporter whose responsibility it was to shut down other press sites, to go to lobby, as we've seen CNN do against InfoWars, because we criticized them. We pointed out their lies and how they were manipulating news, and so they did their best to shut us down. And they did that on social media. They haven't done it here, thanks to your support. I want to take a quick look at what happened with terrorism over the weekend. We had a couple of incidents that were very similar to each other. We had in London, in Streatham, we had a man wearing a fake suicide vest attack people. Two people were stabbed with his knife, and then he was shot and killed by the police there. I saw social media comments, at least a couple of comments saying, you know, why can't the police just shoot him in the legs instead of killing him? It's like, well, obviously you've never shot a gun. You want to try to shoot a guy in the legs that is running as he is stabbing people in the streets? I mean, you know, there is a time when you need to use lethal force, and this is it. I think the police in America use lethal force too casually. But this is a time when it is warranted, absolutely, especially if he's got a what looks like a suicide vest on. Why would you not take this guy out immediately? The question is, why was he on the street? He was sentenced back in December of 2018 for possessing and distributing terrorist documents. He was released from prison only days before he carried out this attack, stabbing two people in the streets. So he only served half of his more than three-year sentence for handing out terrorist documents. And as soon as he's released, he does this. Now, in the Belgian city of Ghent, just minutes after the police shot and killed the terrorist in London, you had a similar incident, a guy stabbing multiple people and then being shot by the police. And then the police said this: there is currently no indication that the incident that took place in Ghent was of a terrorist nature. Of course not. Well, at least they can't avoid it in London, but they will lie whenever they can and get away with it. And when we tell the truth, they try to shut us down. So we're going to talk about what's going on, the narratives, the dueling narratives that are coming out about the coronavirus and its connection with HIV. We'll take a look at the report and about the biosafety labs in your backyard.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause, well, you don't need me to tell you what'll happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's my Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWars Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It's kind of interesting what happened over the weekend. Not only did we have the story that I reported last week from Zero Hedge, where they looked at the public work, research, and resume of a scientist who is associated with the bio safety level 4 lab there in Wuhan, but they also looked at a public job application. And for that, they decided that they were doxing this guy. Now, how is that doxing somebody? You know, when you look at the research that's going on at a particular place, it's publicly out there. That's not doxing somebody. Doxing somebody is going in and doing what this BuzzFeed reporter, who worked very hard to get Zero Hedge suspended, not only on Twitter, but on Facebook and all of New Zealand and so forth. I mean, this is pretty amazing. Why? Because they are covering, and I think they do a fairly balanced job, quite frankly. They go in, they say, well, this is what this is. Is this what this means? Is this guy involved in this? Because he's doing viral research. He's looking at adding Ebola and the coronavirus and SARS and so forth. He's working, experimenting on bats. That's his specialty here. And he's working right there in that lab in Wuhan. Is there a connection to that? You know, or is it, snakes playing with bats and then winding up in your soup? I mean, that fairy tale, as I pointed out last week, I said, this is like a Rudyard Kipling, how the rhinoceros got his skin story. Yeah, it jumped from this species to that species. Now it's on the people and so forth. And that's been thoroughly discredited. I was laughing about it. I said, yeah, they do eat all kinds of strange stuff in China. Bat soup, that looks pretty strange. But this tale that was coming out, that was being sold to everybody for over a week about how this started, I said that has about as much connection to reality as Shakespeare's Macbeth, where you have the witches and their recipe, you know, hair of bat, eye of newt, and so forth. Well, that kind of stuff is actually going on in the labs. They're doing recombinant DNA, creating chimeras and creating very dangerous viruses and bacteria, weaponizing them. And we have that happening in the United States as well. I've talked about this for a long time. the CDC, which is essentially a vaccine marketing company, but also don't ever overlook, we talk about their vaccine marketing, don't ever overlook the connection with our biological warfare. These guys wear a military uniform for a reason, and they talk about creating select agents. Their select agent program brings in dangerous things, pathogens, bacteria, virus, other things, tries to make them more dangerous, tries to make them more easily spread. That's the whole purpose of biological warfare. And they've been caught doing it. And they've been caught having accidents doing it as well. And if you think that the Americans are having accidents and it's something that you should be worried about, and you should be worried about that, we'll talk about the history of that. Call it Wuhan in your backyard. You should be worried about that. And if that's a possibility here, it's almost a certainty in China. I mean, these guys are just getting off the ground. I mean, give them a break. They just started their program. They've only bought one Harvard scientist. They need to buy some more, right? To get that program off the ground. But if you talk about any of this stuff, they'll shut you down on Twitter, on Facebook, and in some countries. Now China is demanding it. New Zealand is doing it. And so we have, we'll talk about what is behind all of the censorship coming up. But before we do, I want to talk about what it was that they're so concerned about you hearing. Aren't you interested to know what they don't want you to know? You ought to be. You really ought to be. It doesn't make it necessarily true because they want to shut it down. But that is something that would be one of the first things that you would look at, wouldn't it? If you're going through this information, what are they desperately trying to cover up? Because we know that something doesn't add up. The numbers do not add up. When you look at the way the Chinese government is reacting, the over-the-top authoritarianism, I mean, is this a drill for what they can get away with? Or are they genuinely concerned because the thing has gotten out of control? The statistics, the official statistics are nothing. As I pointed out last week, Gerald Celente and I were talking about this. It's like, look at this. There are a few thousand cases, even if they're spreading, the death rate, and even the number of cases that they have out there is far less than the propaganda we get from the CDC every year to sell flu vaccines, telling us every year, 80,000 people died from the flu. Get your flu shot. And that's not true. It simply isn't true. I've had the documents. I've shown the documents. I've shown the letters that they send out to health providers. Don't inundate us with tests. We don't even want to test the flu stuff. If you think it's the flu, just count it and send us the numbers. And so anything where you got a fever and a runny nose, that's counted as the flu. And if you have a complication from it, no matter how tenuous it is, I mean, this is kind of like, when somebody, you have a hailstorm that comes through or tornadoes or whatever, and somebody has an accident anywhere in town. They count that as death due to the storm. Well, whether the storm actually caused it or not, it happened at the time the storm was coming through, so probably the storm caused it. And that's the way their statistics work with the flu stuff as well. But we should always be concerned as to what is, number one, being done in these labs, and number two, what they are constantly being propagandized to do on an annual basis, and that is to be as draconian as possible in terms of quarantine and other issues. When we take a look at this, China is going to be injecting $174 billion of liquidity today as the markets are reopening. They're going to be putting it in reverse repo operations. Now, how many times have I talked about the repo, massive amounts of money going into the repo market here in America by the Federal Reserve? I mean, it's about $6 trillion that they put in the last month and a half. And nobody's covered that in the mainstream media. Very little coverage of this, but everybody's talking about how China is trying to dump in $174 billion. But nobody talks about $6,000 billion that gets dumped in a short period of time by our Federal Reserve. So, yeah, they're doing that, but it is still, again, keep this in perspective. We look at the death rates that are reported, and again, are they believable? We don't know because we're getting reports like this that are coming out on social media. You've only got a couple of thousand people that are infected and you've only got a couple of hundred people that have died from it, those rates, not only the number of people infected is far less than the CDC says every year about flu, but the number of people who have died is about half of what the CDC predicts people die of normal flu. You know, they say typically about 4.5% of the people who get flu will die of complications. And right now, the numbers that they're putting out are still at about 2%. Then we get these claims, these posts on social media. Again, we don't know if this is legitimate or not, but these are things that are being put up by individuals. The Chinese military burning down apartments with people that had the coronavirus. As a person who put this out, this is unspeakable breach of human rights. Please retweet to everybody to show the Western world the injustice that is happening to the people of Wuhan. If that is true, I could certainly believe that if the Chinese government is concerned, they would take those kinds of authoritarian, draconian approaches to that. Nothing there to stop them. They don't have the rule of law. That's why we need to be so careful that we respect individual liberty and the rule of law in this country. And not let people like Michael Bloomberg and Elizabeth Warren and Yang and others, everybody running as a Democrat basically wants to burn down all of our protections and the Bill of Rights. They want to set up essentially a model of the communist Chinese. And it is truly a model of fascism. And that is what these people who claim to be anti-fascist will do here as well. Dozens of police surrounding and quarantining an entire residential block. Take away a family that they say has been infected. Someone had returned from Wuhan. Now their entire family has been taken away and the whole block is now sealed off until the 16th of February, reports someone else on Twitter. And then a third individual on Twitter, Harry Chen, PhD, says millions of residents are attempting to flee the city on Sunday. So he says that they have blocked three bridges that cross rivers. And they have now started blocking off roads as people are trying to get out of town prior to locking down the entire city of 20 million people, Beijing. So people are desperate to get out. Where they're going to go, we don't know. Are they prepared? Do they have some place to go? Do they have, they obviously are trying to get out of the city because they haven't prepared in advance. That's why we tell you, you need to prepare in advance. Prepare for the worst case scenario. And that's why we have... At InfoWars, we have our emergency survival foods. You'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. Just another reminder that there has been a massive, unprecedented demand on storable food. And the good thing about this is that if you don't need it, and we hope we don't need this, it's going to last for 25 years. The best packaging you're going to find. It's made in the USA, non-GMO. It's private label from My Patriot Supply. They tell us that demand is rapidly escalating. And they're about 7 to 10 days.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite. Big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. The report that it was the center of the perching of Zero Hedge was not only the report about what was going on at the lab, the type of research that was there, the people that they were looking for, which really was a tale, I think, of espionage. They have, if you look at the job application that they had out, well, you know, if you got some experience in biology, that's a plus, but you got to have really good English skills. Because they're going to be scraping and stealing information to establish their biowarfare program. But because they talked specifically about one of the scientists there and the fact that he was working with bats and Ebola and coronaviruses and SARS virus, because he said, hey, their immune system lets them delay the onset of this for a while. And what do we see with the... What we're being told is that people can have this virus for a couple of weeks, be contagious, and not symptomatic of it. And so that looked very interesting because of that. And as soon as they put out this article, coronavirus contains HIV insertions, stoking fear that it was artificially created and the as a bioweapon. So as soon as that went out, they got pulled. They got pulled on Facebook. They got pulled on Twitter. They got shut down in New Zealand. China wants anything that is a conspiracy theory. In other words, conspiracy theory, folks, is the government calling anything that questions their official story. That is a conspiracy theory. Again, our government levels the charge of conspiracy against everybody that it charges with a crime, pretty much. And it is the most commonly charged crime out there, but it was the label that they came up with, or anybody who questioned the lone shooter, the JFK assassination, and now that has been the pejorative term that they think shuts down anybody just by calling them a conspiracy theorist. So what is this article about the HIV insertions? I tweeted this out on Saturday morning when I saw this. I said, oh, this is perhaps pretty big if it's got an artificial insertion in here. And it certainly did look like this. This is a paper that was put out by some researchers in India. And they said, looks like there is an insertion here that appears to be close to HIV. The virus even responds to treatment by HIV medication. And we subsequently learned that, yes, there's another story coming out of Thailand. So here's something coming out of India. Researchers look at the gene sequence and said, there's some discontinuities, some insertions here that look like HIV. And then you have researchers in Thailand say, yeah, we had a lady who was dying, and we treated her with two drugs for HIV and one for the flu, and she's recovered. They called it cured. Well, that remains to be seen. Nevertheless, if there is an insertion here, and this is what they said in the research paper, they said, we found these inserts are present in all the Wuhan 2019 nCoV, that's the novel coronavirus, that's their abbreviation for it. So in other words, this particular virus coming out of Wuhan, we found that all of these samples that we had of that had the insertion in it, except the one that claimed that it came from a bat, you know, as part of that story there that it came out of the marketplace. Surprisingly, they said each of the four inserts aligned with short segments of the HIV proteins. They went on to say this structural change might also have increased the range of host cells that this Wuhan coronavirus can infect. And then it got a lot of attention because it was an individual who works at Harvard. His name is Dr. Eric Feigelding. He is Chinese, but he is a Harvard candidate, and he had previously tweeted out, thermonuclear pandemic level bad. And he started talking about this. So we'll look at this. Is this real? Is this panic from the people who are pushing vaccines?
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have, as I pointed out, Zero Hedge has gotten in a lot of trouble because they reported what scientists were saying. As these scientists are even tweeting this out, putting it in public, putting out job applications to show the history of that lab there in Wuhan, as well as a Harvard scientist who has been an advocate for vaccines. As a matter of fact, this Dr. Eric Feigl-Ding is his name. He was also a candidate for Congress as a Democrat because he wanted to inform everybody about, you know, how vital vaccines are. So he has a history of alarmism over vaccines. Again, he was the guy who last week said, hey, this is thermonuclear pandemic level bad. And we got to do something about this. Again, becoming one of the people that has been calling for draconian measures. But when he referred to the Indian paper that showed that this had HIV inserted into the genome, that was a bit too far, and some people pulled him back on that. And they have now pulled back on that study. So let's take a look at that study and see if it's legitimate or not, as well as, you know, this guy, even though he is pushing this, his last tweet was he said, well, one researcher did a blast search, that is a database that they have of this, and did find that the insertions existed in other related viruses. So he said, we still need to confirm this and we need to look at this to see if this is happening. But let's go back to the original study instead of just taking his word for this and take a look at what is going on. The smoking gun in this case, as Zero Hedge reported, are pieces of the virus's genetic code that researchers in India, led by Prashant Pradhan at the Institute of the Indian Institute of Technology, found may have been embedded from HIV, which belongs to an entirely different family of virus. In other words, this is not something that's going to happen organically. And if we go back and look at the original paper, which now under pressure has been removed. Interesting. But this is what the original paper said. We found four insertions which are unique to this new virus, a novel coronavirus out of Hunan, and are not present in any other coronaviruses. Importantly, amino acid residues in all the four inserts have identity or similarity to those that match HIV, and they have two different strains of HIV that they reference, and I'm not going to go into their names. Interestingly, despite the inserts being discontinuous on the primary amino acid sequence, it suggests that they converge to constitute the receptor binding site. The finding of four unique inserts that are similar to amino acid residues and key structural proteins of HIV is unlikely to be found in nature. And then when you look at the sequence, pull up the picture of the sequence there because they've got the four in the actual paper they've got there, or you can take a look at my copy here on my desk. And you can see the four areas that they've identified. No, not that one, the one that's got the table of all of the DNA sequences. I don't know how to read DNA code, but I find it very interesting that these sequences that they have, instead of being filled out with three rows of letters, they have a lot of dashes and dots there, which would not that one. The next, no, keep going down. They have some codes there that evidently are what indicates that it is an insert, because it causes a discontinuity in the DNA. And we have seen that from the CRISPR-Cas9, right? And when you go in with that, they tell us, well, this is a like a scalpel, and, you know, we can attach a DNA sequence to this, which is basically it's taken from a particular bacteria that lives at a certain level, and they found it in the hot springs in the natural hot springs in Yellowstone. And they found that this particular bacteria could be used like to carry something and to cut it and to splice it in. And so they're kind of piggybacking onto that. It isn't like they're doing this under a microscope like they did in Jurassic Park. No, they're using another bacteria to take this in and splice it in. And what happens is, there you go, that's it right there. And you can see that they've highlighted these four areas here. And if you can zoom in on that, if that's not in the document there, you can see how they've put that in there. But the bottom line is, for CRISPR, they tell us, well, we got this way to splice this in. And we all imagine that this is something that's very clean. It's like a scalpel. And yet the people who've been using CRISPR for a while, CRISPR takes the cost of gene insertion down by orders of magnitude. And it makes it available to a wide variety of people, which ought to really concern you. You know, it's now widely available, so somebody can start messing with this stuff in their garage lab, if you will, or terrorists can. It's bad enough when you've got the CDC and the Chinese Communist government doing this in biosafety labs, because they've had their accidents. Well documented. I'll get into that in this program. But when this is something that's available to the common terrorist or hobbyist, you ought to really be concerned about that. But what the people who have been doing this for cattle genetic manipulation, trying to maximize, bulls and beef cattle and that type of thing, what they found is that it's not a scalpel. It's more like a chainsaw, is the way they described it. They said when you go in and you make an insert, it causes damage further down and other places as well. And it can be very unpredictable as to what those changes are going to be. And so when you look at this, their final statement that I wanted to talk about was, they said, interestingly, all of these four insertion points were 100% conserved in all of the available 2009 novel coronavirus sequences that were analyzed. In other words, they all had this identical four insertions. And then furthermore, as Mike Adams of Natural News pointed out, this insertion is not a CRISPR-Cas9 insertion. It's a different technique that was discovered or talked about by Dr. James Lyons Weiler. And he pointed out that this is a genetic engineering sequence called the P-Shuttle-SN. So in other words, it's a little bit different from the CRISPR thing. And this is going back about 20 years. And it is a fingerprint. And so you can see that not only was it inserted, but we even can see the fingerprint of the tool that used the insertion. A genetic engineering sequence that's used to insert genes into viruses and bacteria. It is an irrefutable open source proof in the sense that it is out in the open. Everybody can see this. So it's an open source proof that the coronavirus now circulating in the wild was engineered in a laboratory. And this is something that, as the people pushed back and said, well, we've seen these types of we've seen this HIV thing and other things. Well, that has yet to be shown. But we can show you, as PhD, Dr. Lyons Weiler, pointed out, this matches up exactly with this other insertion tool. So they've now had to pull this paper, and they are now shutting down Zero Hedge and people who talk about this. We're not going to stop talking about it. We need to be able to examine this regardless of where this leads. I mean, if this is real or if this is a fake panic that's being used as a test run, as a beta test run, you need to know either way. You also need to be aware of the risks involved with these bioweapons programs. They really haven't been talked about, even in America. And when you look at this and this connection with HIV, I find it interesting that this doctor that was about a year ago, it came out in November. Remember you had that Chinese scientist, Dr. He, that he went by, I think. And he said, well, I did a genetic modification of human embryos, twins, which is a big ethical no-no. And the Chinese government really isn't keeping tabs on what's being done in these bio labs. And this guy was part of this Thousand Talents program that was also funding a Harvard scientist who was doing a technology transfer to the Chinese from the U.S. bioweapons to the Chinese bioweapons program. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World governments out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause. Well, you don't need me to tell you what'll happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's my Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWars Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, once you need the food, once you need the water filters, once you need the masks, it'll be too late to get them. You got to get them now before you find that you require them for survival. Trust us, this is not something to be messing around with. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, make your purchase today, and at least have that part of survival covered. The food, the time it will take for the rest of society to collapse or calm down or whatever the case may be. The RZ air filtration mask, M2 mesh. I have one of those personally. I've got a couple of these things off the old InfoWars store. I am prepared. Are you? If you're not, InfoWarsStore.com on sale now. Everything you need to prepare yourself for whatever comes next, folks. It's not necessarily the disease. It's the panic that surrounds the disease. It's the collapse that the disease would bring.
bring upon that you need to be prepared for. Food will be off the shelves. Water won't be available. You might not even be able to leave your house. You got to be prepared before it comes down.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I find it very interesting and very coincidental, to say the least, the uncanny similarity in the fact that you would have a paper in India by a group of scientists at the Indian Institute of Technology in New Delhi. That's the title of the paper, Uncanny Similarity of Unique Inserts in This Novel Coronavirus Coming Out of Wuhan. And again, what they said, four inserts, despite the inserts being discontinuous on the primary amino acid sequence, 3D modeling of this novel coronavirus suggests that they converge to constitute the receptor binding site. And the finding of four unique inserts is unlikely to be fortuitous in nature. In other words, this isn't something that's going to happen naturally, organically. They pretty much called out what it was, engineered in a lab, in this paper. And then we had Dr. James Lyons Weiler say, not only that, you know, they looked at it and they said, this looks like an HIV insert. But he also says, well, the particular sequence that's in here is the remnant of a genetic engineering sequence that's used to insert genes into viruses and bacteria. It goes by the name of P-Shuttle-SN. It goes back to the late 90s when it was patented. Irrefutable proof that it was engineered in a lab, writes Mike Adams. And I agree with that. To underscore that, this is not just a theoretical thing. The very fact that then in Thailand, you have medics claim that a coronavirus breakthrough, a patient declared disease-free in 48 hours. So I tweeted out about that as soon as I saw that. It's like, well, it's interesting because yesterday, you know, there's this scientist in India that was on Saturday, I think, claimed that he found HIV in the coronavirus genome. I said, oh, no, no, we got to look further. I think it's probably in some of the other ones as well. No? Well, I don't know. But then in Thailand, they say, well, you know, we treated a patient with a drug mix or in serious condition with the disease. Within 48 hours, they were declared disease-free. And they said that two doctors in Bangkok used an anti-flu drug and two AIDS drugs that had been used with some success in Beijing to treat a female patient whose condition was rapidly deteriorating. So I find it very odd that if this isn't something that was spliced in, as it appears to be, if it isn't HIV that was spliced in with a coronavirus in a lab, that this would be so effective, mainly treating it with HIV drugs, two HIV drugs and a flu drug. When we go back and we look at the history of China, I reported last week about the fact this scientist that they claim, oh, well, you know, Zero Hedge doxed this guy because they put out his CV, his curriculum vitae, as well as their job applications that they were looking for. We're looking for a few good spies, right, that can read English. And we've already had technology transfer. We've had an individual arrested in works for Harvard. His bail has been set at $1 million. As a matter of fact, let's play that clip, video clip number 6. This is NBC talking about this. Just so you'll believe me, because it's NBC saying it, right? here's NBC talking about this particular Harvard professor charged with this massive technology transfer of biowarfare to the Chinese. And, of course, he helped them to set up this lab in Wuhan. He worked for them, massive amounts of money they gave him, almost as much as Hunter Biden got from Burisma in Ukraine. But they paid him from 2012 to 2017. They opened up that lab, their first biosafety level 4 lab that handles the most lethal pathogens. That was their first lab in China. He helped them to set that up, worked there under contract for them for 5 years. He's now charged for lying to the Department of Defense and the investigators who were looking into this technology transfer. And there were two Chinese that were, one, a officer with the Chinese army, another one caught with biological material that he was smuggling, caught with it on him, red-handed. So let's go to that report from NBC, video clip six.
The allegations at all? No comment from Charles Lieber, a top scientist at a top university who today was in federal court for a case federal investigators say highlights China's attacks on U.S. schools.
China is engaged in a massive, long-term campaign to steal U.S. research and technology for its own uses.
They allege Lieber, who chairs Harvard's chemistry department, lied about his connection to the Chinese government, concealing a contract that paid him $50,000 a month and more than $150,000 in personal living expenses, all to set up a joint research lab with China's Wuhan University, unbeknownst to Harvard, through what's called the Thousand Talents Plan, a program China created to bring U.S. researchers overseas, but what prosecutors say has been used as a ploy in the past to steal information.
This is a small sample of China's ongoing campaign to siphon off American technology and know-how for Chinese gain.
And efforts to crack down on this also led to the arrest of a researcher at Beth Israel Hospital. And now the search for this woman, a Chinese national conducting research at BU, who they've alleged was doing work here for the Chinese military and is suspected to already be back in China. Did you mislead Harvard? In Lieber's case, the accusations center solely on making false statements, though, allegedly misleading the Department of Defense, which supported him through grants, and Harvard itself, where he's worked for nearly two decades.
That's right. I reported on that last week. You can see the report there at band.video, the section with my picture on it. You can see I was talking about the espionage and biowarfare last week. And that was right after they unsealed the indictment against him and against other people. But it's also they've seen the same pattern of behavior with Canada's only biosafety level 4 lab. And again, they've had a couple of Chinese people there shipping material back. They didn't realize until it surfaced in China that they'd been stolen from Canada. This is a pattern, as is this Thousand Talents program. I find it interesting that this guy, as I pointed out, about a year ago, when everybody was talking about the genetic engineering of these twins at the embryo level, because that is considered to be a no-no internationally. Everybody said, you don't do that. Why? Because when you do that at the embryo level, it's like making a seed change. It's not a temporary change like it is when you do some genetic engineering for an adult. You can take a monkey and you can genetically engineer them so that they, if they're bred to be colorblind, they can see color. But eventually that fades out because as the body replaces cells, it goes back to the original DNA code and they go back to being colorblind. But if you do it as an embryo, then it changes them for life, and it changes all of their offspring for better or for worse. And so when this Dr. He did this about a year ago, it was in November of 2018, that he announced, well, a month ago, we had a couple of twins born. And guess what he did? He was doing genetic insertions, again, with HIV, just like we've been told happened with this. And he wanted to make sure that they were going to be immune to HIV, he said. But again, a very familiar pattern. Also familiar, he was part of the Thousand Talents program of China. He was also somebody who got all of his information in the U.S. He trained at Rice and at Stanford University. So he got the information, and then they pulled him back. And do the Chinese really have any ethical, legal restraints? Do they even know how to keep this stuff safe? We'll be back. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfraWars Super Silver Cream today.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this, is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream, it's The David Knight Show.
So on the Chinese side, they have this program called the Thousand Talents Program, and an unclassified analysis by the U.S. National Intelligence Council. Earlier this year, the government body claimed that the Thousand Talents Program was designed to, quote, facilitate the legal and illicit transfer of U.S. technology, intellectual property, and know-how to China. And it's very easy to do that, because you can take Chinese scientists, you can send them to American universities, have them work here for a while. As we saw with this guy who started experimenting on humans, Dr. He. And again, it was HIV-related, the experiments, genetic experiments that he was doing to human embryos that were going to be brought to term. And he said, yeah, they were born, and it caused a lot of alarm. He announced it in November 2018, said, yeah, they were born a month ago. Let me tell you how I did it. He thought it was really cool. And he bragged to his colleagues about it, and everybody was like, you can't do this. You know, you make a change to an embryo, it's going to be there. That change, for better or worse, is going to affect them for life, and it'll affect all of their offspring. That's why you don't do that. They've had ethical rules for that. But evidently, nobody told him in China. And he bragged about that, and he went on a couple of months as the outrage, international outrage, grew and grew. But he was part of that Thousand Talents program. He was sent to the United States. He was trained at Rice University in Houston, at Stanford University in California. So he got the information. He brought it back, technology transfer. That's legal to do that, right? We can subsidize colleges to train foreigners to learn this kind of stuff so they can take it back and use it as a bioweapon against us, presumably, or use it unethically. And the response from the Chinese government was, well, wait a minute. You know, first they didn't say anything. And then as the outcry got bigger and bigger, if you remember, so it was announced in November that it had baby had been born a month earlier, and it was still circulating in December. And then by January, the Chinese came out and said, this was in violation of our national guidelines. It's like, what national guidelines? You got national guidelines? Obviously, he didn't know anything about it. The guy's pretty well educated. He's a PhD, but he didn't know there was any ethical guidelines, right? But they had to make a point, so they arrested him. He eventually was sentenced to 3 years in jail. But again, there's a lot of common issues to this. Ethical lack of oversight, as well as lack of ethics, which you would expect from the Chinese when they will, for profit, to take Christians and Falun Gong members and do live vivisection on them in order to steal organs and sell them. This Chinese government has absolutely no moral constraints for anything. Don't tell me that they were very concerned about embryonic experimentation and seed changes to the DNA. They're not concerned about that, not if they're going to do that kind of stuff. That is a government that is capable of anything, and that's why this is very concerning. And when we look at what is happening here in the United States, that's what I want to focus on right now, because, you know, we know China is a problem, and we know that they're doing espionage, and we know that they can buy a Harvard scientist for $50,000 a month, $150,000 in living expenses. They can give him $1.5 million that he can, yeah, I need to use that a lump sum payment for the lab construction and so forth. He helped them to set up this biosafety level 4 lab in Wuhan. And now, think about this. We have a government that is surveilling each and every one of us, right? Total surveillance. Why? It's for national security. And it's taken them 3 years after this lab opened up to figure out where they got the technology transfer from, and they're finally doing something about it. 3 years after the fact, this guy worked there for 5 years. Where was our vaunted national security, the NSA and so forth? Absolutely not interested in those types of things, are they? They want to be able to shut down journalists to expose their lies about ongoing wars. They want to be able to shut down people who are talking about vaccine risk. They want to be able to shut down people who are talking about 5G risk. Not only to your health, but to your privacy. You know, they want to do all that for the major corporations, you know, Planned Parenthood, making and part of their agenda as well, profit as well as their agenda. But just take a look at what we've seen from the CDC here. A part of some of the articles that were done by Allison Young, looking into a long string of CDC biolab failures. And this is about 5-6 years ago that all this happened. I reported extensively on it at the time. I have talked about it since. And, of course, we also had the accident at the Tulane National Primate Research Center that I use as an example, because most of the stuff is covered up and redacted. When they filed, when USA Today filed a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request with the CDC, it took 3.5 years to get the information back. And it was covered with redactions, as you would expect, right? But some very damning stuff came out. And there were congressional hearings, because they had to at least pretend like they were concerned. I don't know that anything has changed, really, when you look at what is happening here. Because, you know, right about that time as they were doing the investigation, you had that accident at the National Primate Center there in Tulane. But here's an example. Newly disclosed CDC biolab failures are, quote, like a screenplay for a disaster movie. Encased in a spacesuit-like gear needed to protect them from the world's deadliest viruses, four scientists at the CDC stepped into their lab's decontamination chamber where a shower of chemicals was supposed to kill anything on them and make it safe for them to exit into an adjacent changing room. But the shower wouldn't start, and warning lights appeared as a cascading series of safety systems began to fail inside one of the world's most advanced biosafety level 4 labs. That's the highest level of containment and security reserved for work with deadly Ebola and smallpox viruses and other pathogens that lack any reliable treatments. The gasket seal around the exit door to the changing room deflated to the point that the scientists could see light coming in. And as they held that door shut and started an emergency chemical deluge, things got even worse. The shower's door back into the infectious disease lab forcefully burst open again and again, and they couldn't even hold it shut. Meanwhile, air pressure alarms were blinking, and monitors displayed the lab as red, according to records of the February 2009 incident recently obtained by USA Today under a Freedom of Information Act, and the CDC took 3.5 years to give them that information. The records release comes as the CDC has faced two congressional hearings since a series of high-profile lab incidents in 2014 with anthrax, Ebola, and a deadly strain of avian flu, amid mounting concerns in Congress about the effectiveness of lab regulation and whether a lack of transparency keeps serious lab safety problems hidden from the public. Now, when you look at this, those of us who have been looking at the adverse effects of vaccines know how the CDC has hidden that information. But what you don't realize is how they have hidden the information about the adverse accidents and screw-ups at these CDC labs that are sprinkled all over the country. And we ought to be as concerned about this as we are about something that's happening in China, quite frankly. This is something, it's a long list of problems that they had, and this all came to light because they started shipping around live samples through regular carriers of live anthrax. That was the thing that got everybody's attention. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Who mailed this to me? You know, it's a terrorist act. No, no, no. It's the CDC. It's business as usual. The largest seller of vaccines, the people who are constantly fear-mongering about measles, constantly telling us that we got to take the shots. And they're hiding the adverse effects of those vaccines, and they're hiding the adverse effects of not only these biosafety level 4 labs, but also the adverse effects of our biological weapons warfare system. That's the kind of stuff that gets you shut down on social media. You talk about what DARPA's doing in terms of information technology, in terms of their unending wars and so forth. There, they'll shut you down pretty quickly, as we found out here at InfoWars. We'll be right back, however. Stay with us.
We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause. Well, you don't need me to tell you what'll happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's my Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWars Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, I want to continue to take a look at the Wuhan in your own backyard. Can this type of thing happen here? I mean, assuming this is an engineered pathogen that escaped from the lab there in Wuhan, not too far away, actually, from the marketplace. Some of the people said of the initial people going in, it was about 60% of them had not visited that market. So the virus went into the market, as one person said before, it came out. That's what Senator Tom Cotton pointed out. Yeah, the actual statistics are Lancet study. That's the UK's, it's like their AMA, or JAMA, Journal of the AMA. The Lancet showed that 14 of the original 40 people, so not exactly that percentage, but 14 of the original 40 people who developed it never even set foot in the Hunan seafood wholesale market. The virus went into the seafood market before it came out of the seafood market. It wasn't that far away from where these guys worked. And so then, what is happening here in the U.S.? I just read you that horrifying story. They said it's like a screenplay for a disaster movie. Well, actually, we've got one that's even a lot closer to a screenplay for a disaster movie. That was what happened at the Tulane National Primate Research Center. They brought in Burkholderia pseudomallei, a disease that is fairly rare, but if you get this disease from the bacteria, they live in the soil. If you get that disease, the human disease, you have a 40% chance of dying if you are treated. And if you're not treated, you have a 90% chance of dying. The CDC itself considers it to be a potential terrorist weapon, biological warfare weapon. And so they brought it in to study it and to, you know, make sure that it was, I guess. And then it got out of the biosafety level 3 lab there at the Tulane Primate Center. They found not 12 monkeys. You know, you talk about it being a screenplay for a disaster movie. Well, it wasn't 12 monkeys. It was just two, fortunately, this time. They found two monkeys that were outside of the containment area. They were roaming around. You know, had a lot of primates there. They're roaming around in the open area. And, of course, this bacteria thrives in the soil. They're roaming around the open area. They got sick. And they found out what they were sick with. It's like, oops, it got out. How did it get out? We don't know. So they sent a team down. And then one person, they reported, and this was back in 2015, one person in the investigation team subsequently got ill with nonspecific symptoms. An antibody test was performed. Nonspecific symptoms. An antibody test was performed, and it indicated possible current or prior exposure to the bacteria. You know, I'm sure this individual had been exposed to this and had just been laying dormant for years. And it only surfaced as she was doing an investigation, right? And they said, yeah, nothing to see here. We got, everything's fine. We don't know, never did come up with a story even as to how it got out. But everything's fine now. Yeah. As we look at this across the country, they said, they pointed out 10 different incidents that were discovered at the nation's biolabs. And I want you to go through these because I want you to see how this is dispersed across the country. They pointed out that there are over 200 of these high containment lab facilities in all 50 states and the District of Columbia operated by government agencies, universities, and private companies. They're scattered across the country from the heart of New York City to a valley in Montana, from an area near Seattle's Space Needle, to just a few blocks from Kansas City's Country Club Plaza Restaurant and Shopping District. And so all this came to light about 2014, 2015, and they went back to 2009 looking at things that had happened. But most of these incidents had happened just a year or so prior to the congressional investigation. So here's 10 incidents that we found in America. You had in Athens, Georgia. You had in a biosafety level 3 lab, a hose separated from its coupling. The worker was put on antiviral medication for 10 days, told to monitor for fever, but no infection resulted. And of course, you know, they were working on flu type of stuff. University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill had a string of lost mice that had been infected with deadly viruses. They just happened to get out because, you know, that's kind of what mice do. Also happened at Texas A&M. College Station, you had not mice getting out, but you had a scientist sticking himself with a needle while injecting a mouse, and it was a recombinant strain of the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Maybe not the first time that Lyme got out of one of their laboratories. Dozens of holes were found in biosafety level 4 spacesuits, and this was at Fort Detrick, in Maryland. This is the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases. This is kind of ground zero for when we brought in the Operation Paperclip Nazi scientists and so forth. They set them up there first. The suits they found were old and worn out, apparent repetitive use defect in a 9-year-old suit that split due to repeated bending and folding. On a single day, May 2014, a scientist noticed that their legs got wet while showering at the lab, and a report cited defective equipment. Another worker reported finding a hole in their visor while showering. In July 2014, there were 3 incidents with holes or tears, 2 that specified that they were in the feet of their suits. In the University of Wisconsin, a worker was quarantined after a needle stick. Ames, Iowa, you had unsafe lab practices with potential exposure. In Colorado, Colorado State University, Fort Collins, October 2014, insect bites. They said, well, we were studying these mosquitoes. We're using a dengue virus experiment. We've loaded them up with virus, and I came out of the lab, and I've got all these mosquito bites on me. So they searched for the mosquitoes, but they didn't find them. Maybe you should search for the holes in the mosquito containment box. Rats make a nest out of biohazard bags at the University of California, Los Angeles, March of 2014. All of these are happening in 2014, by the way. A rat's nest made out of shredded biohazard bags containing lab supplies discovered in a secure, fenced-off medical waste accumulation area. CDC inspectors at the University of Michigan found materials labeled as a select agent, Brucella. And at University of Iowa, they imported a strain of MERS from Spain. They began research without approval from the Oversight Committee. You know, kind of like what maybe happened with that scientist in China as well. So this is what is happening in your own backyard. Are you concerned about this? Well, you ought to be. But as I point out, there is no transparency. There is no oversight. Why? Because this is national security. The national security has nothing to do with your safety. National security is the mask under which they take everything that is that contributes to your safety, to your freedom. Take all of your money as well. It's the rubric by which they are setting in a totalitarian surveillance state, but it gets worse than that because this is part of the national security state as well. You ought to be very concerned about that, folks. You ought to be concerned about how adamant they are that nobody talk about this, just like they want to shut down anybody that challenges or questions any of their official pronouncements about climate change. You know, do not look at our models. Again, I'll mention I was part of a group that was suing to try to get Michael Mann. This is the guy who invented the hockey stick nonsense, which is now proven to be a failed prophecy. But it was what was used by Al Gore. It was his part of his big convenient lie. It was a big part of it. And so the group I was with said, you did this with funding from the taxpayer while you're working at the University of Virginia. You did it on the University of Virginia dime. You did it on their computers. And your research has been published. Your conclusions have been published. It's been used to craft public policy. But you're hiding the data that you used for your conclusions. We want to see your data. No. Can't see that. Fought it in court, and the court said, no, that's his private property. The data is his private property. Even though the conclusions have been published and even though they're being used for public policy, you cannot look at that. And they don't want you talking about this. This is how you get shut down. And this is why, folks, we need your support. We have been penalized because we don't back off from questioning government narrative or government science models. All this stuff ought to always be questioned. Nothing should be above being questioned. But we're now seeing that. They're now putting the clamp down on the coronavirus. We'll talk about that when we come back. But, folks, we really do need your support. And we have a lot of great products to support you, whether it is just general flu season because you're not getting a lot of sun. You can get your winter sun. 40% off vitamin D. That's something that's really going to boost your immune system. It's not going to take it down like a flu shot will. That is 40% off. We have Ultimate Fish Oil, Prostaguard now, 35% off each. And we have our storable food and supply. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com for these specials, and you can find emergency survival foods. You should always prepare for the worst case.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road. And the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game, like InfoWars is, the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above-sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So Facebook has promised that anything that China wants shut down and involving this coronavirus outbreak, China says don't allow that to be talked about on Facebook, Facebook says, that's fine, we'll take that down. We'll do whatever you say. We'll censor for you. And we have Twitter basically doing the same thing. And we have Bloomberg trumpeting the fact that Zero Hedge was taken down. And it's kind of interesting because Bloomberg tried their very best to dox the people behind Zero Hedge who want to have their anonymity. Bloomberg published an article on them a couple of years ago. But, of course, there was no censoring of Bloomberg press on Twitter. None whatsoever. And again, this is not something that they reported that was public knowledge. What Zero Hedge reported about the scientist in Wuhan was public knowledge. It was his CV. It was job applications at that site. And the people who were driving all of this was BuzzFeed, as Zero Hedge reported on their censorship. They said Twitter received a complaint from the website best known for publishing the discredited Steele dossier when no other media outlet would touch it and making cat slideshows, of course. That would be BuzzFeed, in which someone called Ryan Broderick, who appears to have a rather colorful history himself, writes, Zero Hedge has released the personal information of a scientist from Wuhan, China, falsely accusing them of creating the coronavirus as a bioweapon in a plot, it said, is the real-life version of the video game Resident Evil. Well, that is a gross distortion if ever there was one. I reported that initial article last week. And the simple fact of the matter is the scientist works at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He is the leader of bat virus infection and immunization group at the institute and so forth. These are relevant facts if people want to know what happened with this and why this is happening. And so if you publish stuff that is public knowledge, that should not be censored. But, of course, BuzzFeed, just like CNN, majors not in giving out information but in hiding it. Remember what happened to Alex Jones at the congressional hearings where the Republicans were not interested whatsoever in big tech censorship. Not at all interested. Because there you just had, a week or two prior to that, in the, at that time, the unprecedented move taken to shut down a very large footprint on social media, Alex Jones and InfoWars, and Marco Rubio and these people are having hearings about censorship, and they don't call Alex. Alex goes to the hearings, and as he confronts Oliver Darcy, who has made a career out of destroying freedom of the press, he is then subsequently taken down by Twitter. You know, Jack somehow missed the memo. He wasn't in on the call between Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg to take down everything at InfoWars within a 12-hour period. So it's like, oh, gee, you know, so why am I going to find an excuse to take down Alex Jones? Oh, okay, well, he confronted the guy in the hall. He confronted the guy talking to him who has made a career out of shutting down InfoWars. So we'll take Alex Jones down. And that's basically what they've done to Zero Hedge now. Bloomberg is fine when they try to dox the people who run Zero Hedge. This BuzzFeed reporter then lies about what they had to say about this, misrepresents it, and gets Zero Hedge taken down. And there's an interesting story from Zero Hedge you'll find also on InfoWars.com. BuzzFeed journalist reportedly blogged about his pedophile fantasies, rape jokes, and doxing people. He loves to dox people. And that's what he accused Zero Hedge of, to get them taken down. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing that Twitter will do that. But, of course, it's not amazing if you understand where Twitter, Facebook, Google, YouTube, Apple, all of these people are working with and for the government. They're working to shut down your free speech. It is a quarantine, and it's going viral.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to get into politics now. We'll take a look at what's coming up with the Iowa caucus, but also what President Trump has done that hasn't really been talked about much. And I've had this article, it got kind of pushed to the back because of everything that's been happening with the coronavirus and other issues. But the fact that the Trump administration has now repealed this Waters of America Act that was foisted upon us by the federal bureaucracy. This was the regulatory lie under which they claimed to have ownership of all water in the United States. And if you remember, it came to a head really in the case of one man, that the overreach and the authoritarian aspect of this policy. This is put in by the Obama administration, 2015. Waters of the U.S., WOTUS. that was a horrific policy. There was the one individual, I think he was in Montana. He had 8 acres. And actually it's Wyoming, and he had 8 acres. He built a small pond. He had state and county permission to build that pond. He wanted to water his stock and let his kids swim in it or whatever. You know, it's just going to be there. And it did not cross even the boundaries of his property. But the federal government, the EPA, decided that it was something that was in their jurisdiction, and they could. And despite the fact that it was okay with the local government, with the state government, he'd filed all the permits and everything, perhaps because he filed permits. Sometimes it's better to not ask permission for your freedoms. But anyway, they came after him, and they started putting tens of thousands of dollars a day on him. And, of course, you know, he didn't have that much money. His real occupation with 8 acres, he was a welder. And so they then tried... The EPA then tried to garnish his wages, which is something the EPA has never done before. But see, this is the pattern of regulatory overreach that we've seen. It always begins with the IRS, right? The IRS is the one, were the ones who established the idea that if you violate their rules, their regulatory rules, then you don't have any presumption of innocence. And you have to prove your innocence, which is pretty much impossible to do. They can impute income to you and so forth, and then they can garnish your wages. And the government said, all right, that's fine. But now that has spread to all these different agencies. It has spread to the FAA, which says, well, you know, if you don't get a permit for flying a drone, we'll fine you $25,000. Remember when they did that a couple of years ago? They backed off of that a little bit because it was so absurd. A lot of people had a problem with it, so they backed off a little bit. But, you know, they take one step back and they take another 2 steps forward. But all these regulatory agencies are doing things like that. They can just make a pronouncement, and they can criminalize anything. And if you run afoul of them, then you have no due process, you have no presumption of innocence, and you have no protection against excessive fines. And that's what they were doing to this particular individual over the pond, the small pond that he had within his 8 acres. And so now the Trump administration has repealed that, that waters of the U.S. that was put in by the Obama administration. Many people don't realize how powerful the executive orders that are coming out, as well as the regulatory mandates that are coming out. We have a system now where we're not only taxed without representation, but we also have regulation without representation. Congress never votes on this type of stuff. This is why Rand Paul has every single Congress, they get together, he and some people in the, you know, one or two individuals in the House, but that's the only people who are interested in this. We'll put together a bill that says you're not going to have these kinds of powers in the bureaucracy. And that, quite frankly, is why Nancy Pelosi said, well, we got to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. Once we pass it, we'll turn it over to the bureaucracy, and then they'll write all the details and the laws, even though they had, you know, thousands of pages of what Obamacare was going to be. The real details were going to be coming from the regulatory agency without any input from our elected representatives. And without any recourse from us. That is how this kind of contamination has spread. But it's also an important reminder of how important it is to make sure that we don't have these Democrats take over that position. We need to take that power away from Washington. But the first thing we need to do is to make sure that we don't have some, while they've got the power there still, we need to make sure that we are very careful about who wields that power. Now, Bernie Sanders, as we got the Iowa campaign coming up, Bernie Sanders is plying his voters with music and with booze. I guess we could say they were the booze wazzy. He's getting his voters free liquor, kind of like the old style pork barrel politics, you know, where they would line up with with a pork in the barrel, and you'd hand that out to the people if they'd vote the right way. No, as he's doing that, you've got Bloomberg is handing out lots and lots of money to the people who run the DNC and the superdelegates, who are very thirsty and very much in debt, as they always are. So that's kind of the difference between a millionaire Marxist like Bernie Sanders, who's running for office. You know, he hands out, you know, he's got, come on, we got music and free booze. And then Bloomberg, quietly behind the scenes, is spending a unbelievable amount of money, as I point out, every program, his $100 million plus that he has spent already before the first primary is more than the combined expenditure of Dole and Clinton and the DNC and the RNC in the 1996 election. And it was only slightly more than that when Bush Gore ran. Both of those campaigns and both political parties all combined in both of those two elections spent about as much money as Bloomberg has already spent by himself before the very first vote is taken anywhere. So in Iowa, you got the Bernie fans are dancing gleefully to music while guzzling beer. There you go. There you go. And we're told that CNN, which you can always trust CNN, right? CNN has always done a poll with the Des Moines Register. And it is the final poll that is published, and it sets expectations for whatever reason. And again, I don't know how anything that is associated with CNN could be a gold standard poll, as Axios is reporting. And so, well, this is the gold standard poll. It's been published by the Des Moines Register for 76 years. Okay, I can understand, that makes it a gold standard. But once CNN gets in there, you can pretty much forget about it. And perhaps, as we have seen, you know, CNN is in the tank for the DNC, for Hillary, probably for Elizabeth Warren and others, as CNN pushed that controversy between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. As we've seen in the past, CNN sending questions to Hillary Clinton before these town halls and debates and so forth. And now CNN and the Des Moines Register saying, well, we're not going to be able to do this poll because we had a, and you will not believe the excuse that they came up with. Politico says the survey has the power to fuel a candidate's 11th hour momentum or to damage a contender who underperforms expectations. So they set up expectations, and then that makes a big difference if they don't meet those expectations. But here's why it's not happening, according to CNN, the most trusted source, right? They said an interviewer at the poll's call center increased the font size of the questionnaire on their screen so much that the bottom choice, which rotated between calls, wasn't visible. So there you go. It was the wrong font. So they just had to scotch the poll. Yeah, I'm sure it was all completely accidental because CNN was involved in it. Meanwhile, as Bernie is handing out booze, you got the DNC opening the door for Bloomberg to come into the debates. Now, I think that that is not necessarily good for him. There are other indications that they are working with him because they are now going to discuss rule changes to stop Sanders at a convention. That may be in an effort to try to help Elizabeth Warren or somebody else. But I look at this and I think that this is not putting Bloomberg in the debate is not necessarily something that Bloomberg wants. I think it's something that everybody else who's running for president wants. He doesn't want to have a straight up discussion about policies. He doesn't want to have to answer this. He wants to be above the fray. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right. The rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us. And it's symbiotic. My friends,
I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at what's going on at the DNC. And again, the important thing is not so much what is happening in Iowa as what is happening within the DNC. Two things are happening there. And what I think is behind this is both a move for Bloomberg and a move against, although many people in the Democrat Party think both of those are a move for him. To get him into the debates, they have overhauled the debate requirements so that you no longer have to have a threshold in terms of the number of donors. If you remember in previous debates, they had, we had 20 some odd candidates that were running and just about that many in the debates. They said you have to be at X amount of support in the polls, and they had a number of different ways that they could measure that, local polls or national polls, but you had to be at a certain level of support in the opinion polls. And you had to have, I think at the beginning, it was something like 60,000 different people that would give you at least a dollar. And so you had some of these candidates who had big donors. They said, all right, give me a dollar and you can pick a charity and I'll give $2 to your charity. Just basically buying voters to game that system. And that did happen with a couple of candidates. But now what they're saying is they're going to get rid of the donor threshold because Bloomberg was saying, well, I'm not taking any money from anybody. I've got more money and I'm than anybody else, and I'm going to spend it to buy my way into the White House, right? He's got, I think, $50 billion fortune, one of the richest men in the world. And so he tried to make that a virtue. It's like, you can't buy me. I'm buying you, the way I look at it. He's not up for sale, but he thinks the White House can be purchased by him. And it also allowed him to skip the debates and to skip the primaries, to skip Iowa, to skip New Hampshire. Why do they have Iowa and New Hampshire as important places? Well, because those are the areas in which people meet the candidates. And so they go around all these small meetings, and you get to meet them one-on-one and shake their hand and so forth. It's kind of a little bit of an element of what was originally in the Constitution to select our president. As I've mentioned, we talked to Richard Proctor many times about what the original purpose of the Electoral College was. The original purpose of the Electoral College was really oriented more along a republic rather than a democracy. The president would not be selected democratically if we followed the rules of the Constitution, because you would have electors that would be selected in the various states. They presumably would have some independent knowledge of these people, of their character, and of course of their policies as well. But the type of thing where you can't really hide from them, right? That's what they try to establish in Iowa and New Hampshire. The idea that you're going to meet these people, you're going to have a chance to talk to them, to look them in the eye, to see how they react to a difficult question. Are they kind of a dodgy person or whatever? And that was what the Electoral College electors were originally supposed to be. They'd have to pick two people for president. At least one of them could not be from their state and so forth, and they would meet and then send those results in. Now we have the political parties, and it's like whoever wins the most vote in a particular state, then their political party gets to send their slate of electors to the Electoral College, and then they vote at that point. It's completely alien to what is in the Constitution. For better or worse, I mean, we ought to get back to the Constitution. If we don't like what's in the Constitution, we ought to change the Constitution. But if you don't do that, you wind up with a lawless government. You wind up with things like the war on drugs. the war on terror, these other issues. But it all begins with how we pick our president, paying no attention to that. But the idea that he could skip this completely and that he could speak to everybody in carefully crafted sound bites by professional communicators is something that gives him a big advantage. That and the fact, as I pointed out, you know, that he spent more than we used to spend for both presidential campaigns and both parties combined just about 20 years ago. And he's already spent that. And he says, that's just the beginning. That's just a down payment. And so if they're going to include him in the debates, that is probably because they want to help one of the other candidates. Because he doesn't really want to be in the debates. His whole plan was to lay out of Iowa, lay out of Vermont, so he doesn't have to do retail politics. He doesn't have to meet people one-on-one. And then to run these carefully crafted TV ads. And then to come in on Super Tuesday, where he could, again, leverage his money and his TV ads in a big way. Because that's where the campaign shifts. You have Iowa and New Hampshire where you're meeting people one-on-one, retail. And then on Super Tuesday, there's so many big primaries that happen simultaneously that you have to have a big base of donor support in order to be able to compete on Super Tuesday. Because you got to be in multiple areas all at once. And the only way that you can do that is with lots of money. Well, he's got lots of money. And so that was where he was going to jump into the campaign. Now they want to try to get him in early. And I think that's really what's behind the debate overhaul. And just to give you an idea of how things are going to move for Bloomberg, as I said, you've got Bernie Sanders who is out there buying, you know, bands and booze for his supporters, throwing a party for about 3,000 supporters. Bloomberg, meanwhile, is giving over $1 million in just one reporting period to the DNC. He made three donations of $106,000 to the DNC itself. That's going to be $318,000. And another $800,000 to Democratic Grassroots Victory Fund, a joint fundraising committee for the DNC and the state Democratic Party. So he's showering them with money. And maybe he does want to get into debates. I don't think that it works as part of his plan. But here's what he does want. And this is the vital thing. Most of the people who are part of the DNC insider group don't want Sanders in 2020 any more than they wanted Sanders in 2016. And it was very famous what had happened as we reported it primary after primary. They would be very close or he would even win by a small margin. And yet Hillary would get most of the delegates, as I pointed out. In Iowa, for example, there was a 0.3% difference in the voting, and yet she got 10% more delegates than he did. She won by 0.3%, but she got 10% more delegates, and that happened over and over again. And so by the time they got to the convention, the Bernie Sanders people were very angry about the role of the superdelegates, and Hillary Clinton had basically done the same thing that Bloomberg has done. She funneled massive amounts of cash into the DNC. She had the superdelegates on her side. And so to reform that, after that became a big deal, it was a big deal. It's why the information was leaked about Hillary Clinton from the DNC, why she created the Russian red herring. But after the election, the new DNC chairman, Tom Perez, said, we're going to not have the superdelegates vote until the second round. That's our reform. And now they're circulating. There's a lot of talk, as Politico points out, that they want to get rid of that quote-unquote reform. Didn't last too long, did it? It's kind of like what they did with Nancy Pelosi and the insider trading. When Nancy Pelosi was found doing insider trading, and you had 60 Minutes do an expose on her, she put out some regulations, and after everybody, they called it the Pelosi rule, after everybody was looking the other way, they eviscerated that. And now they're about to do that again with the superdelegates. And that will be to the advantage of Bloomberg. Make no mistake about it.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow.
Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile elite's real. But we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it. We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause. Well, you don't need me to tell you what'll happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's my Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWar Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so it's turning into 2016 all over again with the Democrats. Again, as I said in the last segment, as Hillary Clinton won the nomination because of the superdelegates, just think about that, okay? Even in places where she got less of the popular vote, she got more delegates because of superdelegates, and that she had the audacity to project that onto President Trump and say, well, I got bigger popular vote. And but you got the electors of the Electoral College, and again, I question her popular vote totals because they're padded by urban areas that are known for corruption. Nevertheless, the superdelegates are now back. A group of DNC members are discussing ways to undermine Sanders and to allow them to stop his candidacy at the convention. And, of course, they're going to do this by reversing the much-touted reform that was put out by Perez. He said, yeah, we're not going to do that superdelegate thing again. We're not going to let them vote on the first round, only on the second round. And now they're saying, well, let's rethink that. Maybe we should have the superdelegates vote on the first round. William Owen, a Tennessee DNC member, said, yeah, this is going to be tough, but I think we can do it. Well, I hope they try to do that because we've already got Rashida Tlaib. They are still angry at Hillary Clinton. And again, we know that it wasn't the Russians. We know because it was reported to us by the people who put it out there. WikiLeaks said we were handed this information by a DNC staffer. And we were told that by the guy who said, former UK ambassador said, yeah, I went there and they handed it to me. And then we also had William Binney do a technical analysis, looked at some of the files, showed when it was created, when it was completed, transferring, said that couldn't have been done over the internet. That had to have been something that was copied to a thumb drive and handed to somebody. So we have all those different sources. But don't pay any attention to them. Listen to Hillary Clinton and CrowdStrike, the people that she was paying off. And when the FBI shows up to look to see if they're the Russians had hacked into their database and stolen that information, said, there's nothing. Just take our word for it. Go away. You cannot see the servers. They said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Whatever you say. You're Hillary Clinton. Well, the Democrats, the squad, and the rest of them are still hopping mad that she stole it from Bernie Sanders. So they might want to think about that if they do that. I hope they do. I'd like to see a civil war within the Democrat Party. Rashida Tlaib incited the crowd to boo Hillary Clinton at a Bernie Sanders event. This is the sore feelings that are still hanging over from 2016. Here's video clip number 9.
This week when someone by the name of Hillary Clinton said that Clinton. Nobody, we're not going to boo, we're not going to boo. We're classy here.
No, I'll boo. Boo. You all know I can't be quiet. No, we're going to boo. That's all right. The haters will shut up on Monday when we win.
There we go. I was going to say, a hater.
Okay. So, the bad feelings are still persisting there. That's Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, the squad. They don't like Hillary. And as Gateway Pundit puts out, FYI, to any candidates with a death wish, Hillary Clinton is angling for a VP slot. Hill reported a number of people in politics, media, and elsewhere openly speculating that if Democrats wind up with a brokered convention, Hillary Clinton might enter the arena as the savior who could unite the delegates and so forth. She is continuing to criticize Bernie Sanders, as I've reported many times, and she's talking about how she has this urge to go, urge to run, or whatever, right? Michael Moore is furious about the fact that Bloomberg is going to be in the debates, likely, but they won't have Cory Booker or Julian Castro. Well, you know, Michael Moore, they've dropped out. You might want to focus on the fact that they're not going to have Tulsi Gabbard. She hasn't dropped out yet, but he didn't talk about that. But again, for him, it's all about race, this self-loathing white liberal.
They removed it so that he could.
Yeah, go ahead. You got the clip? Go ahead. Okay, all right. Anyway, he said they won't allow them on, but they're going to allow Mike Bloomberg because he has $1 billion. Well, you know, that's the only reason that anybody listens to Michael Moore is because he's a celebrity, so I guess why not? It's the Democrat Party. Democrat voters could stay home or even defect to Trump if Bernie Sanders snags the nomination. That's what the donors believe. They think that it will be another replay of Nixon McGovern. And so, you know, that's the choice that they have. As Sanders is surging ahead of Joe Biden, they're looking at this and saying, you know, what's going to happen with this? And I believe that that was always the mix. I think that the establishment wanted Elizabeth Warren or maybe even Hillary Clinton. I think she still has a lot of diehard superdelegates who love Hillary. But they wanted to push Elizabeth Warren. And I think that, and I said this from the very beginning, as this impeachment thing has collapsed, we even had the senator, the Republican senator from Iowa, Joni Ernst, saying, you know, if Biden were to get elected, he could be impeached by the same standard that the Democrats just used against President Trump. And I said from the very beginning that I thought that this was aimed as much at Joe Biden as it was at President Trump. They wanted to take him down. They realized that he's a very weak candidate, whether they like him or not. And Biden has been very, have you noticed his desperation? How he's tried to attach himself to the Obamas and how the Obamas continue to push him away. Well, you know, if you selected me, I might want to have Michelle as a vice presidential candidate, and I might put Barack in the Supreme Court. How about that? Yeah, he wanted the Obamas, but instead he got John Kerry. That's a headline from one of these articles here. Joe Biden wanted to do a road trip with Obama, but he got John Kerry. He says, my mom used to say, you're defined by your courage, said Biden in Cedar Rapids on Saturday, and you're redeemed by your loyalty. Except that Obama has said, well, I don't know about Sleepy Joe. And Sleepy Joe's not really too aware of what he's doing either. As a matter of fact, we got a video of Joe. Let's play video clip number 7 where he says, I've forgotten what I was going to say. We noticed that. Let's play video clip.
I've been doing this. I hate to acknowledge it, but how you doing, man? Great to see you. This one of the leaders in Massachusetts. This is a really, 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 really fine man. Anyway. So, thanks for being here. Speaking of loyalty, God love you. Thank you. But at any rate, the fact is that, I even forgot what the hell I was going to say. Excuse my language.
Yeah, we noticed that over and over again.
Abby for president, yeah.
Yeah, and The Hill reports that even though John Kerry is doing the road trip with him, John Kerry was overheard discussing potential 2020 bid among concerns over Sanders. So John Kerry is even thinking about running again. I mean, this is how weak the Democrat field is. The one person who is spiking in the polls, no professional Democrat establishment people think that he can win. And I'm inclined to agree with him. I certainly hope that he can't win because the guy is a dyed-in-the-wool Marxist. But Joe Biden is not helping himself any. He can't remember. He's easily distracted from what he's going to say, as reported last week. He couldn't remember that time that he was, let's see, what was that time I was with Obama? It was, what year was that? Was that 2013, 2012? Was it 2010 or whatever? Well, yeah, he couldn't remember when it was that they had taken that train ride together. He still doesn't remember all the criticism that people have lobbied on him as he has made very creepy advances to people. And now he just kissed his granddaughter on the lips at one of the Iowa campaign events. So it's an absolute disaster, but not as much as a Bloomberg presidency would be. Let's play video clip number. Well, we'll do that when we come back because we got to take a break here in just a couple of minutes, a couple of seconds. Bloomberg, there's not a freedom that you have that he doesn't want to take. And he's already laying his plans to do that. He's going to increase your taxes. He's going to take your guns. He's going to force climate change austerity on you because that's what they do, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Folks, once you need the food, once you need the water filters, once you need the masks, it'll be too late to get them. You got to get them now before you find that you require them for survival. Trust us, this is not something to be messing around with. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, make your purchase today, and at least have that part of survival covered. The food, the time it will take for the rest of society to collapse or calm down or whatever the case may be. The RZ air filtration mask, M2 mesh. I have one of those personally. I've got a couple of these things off the old InfoWars store. I am prepared. Are you? If you're not, InfoWarsStore.com on sale now. Everything you need to prepare yourself for whatever comes next, folks. It's not necessarily the disease. It's the panic that surrounds the disease. It's the collapse that the disease would bring upon that you need to be prepared for. Food will be off the shelves. Water won't be available. You might not even be able to leave your house. You got to be prepared before it comes down.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
As we look at the rise of Bloomberg, and I do think that he is going to be the establishment DNC candidate. They're very concerned about Sanders. Sanders is a radical Marxist. Everybody knows that. He took his honeymoon at the very tail end of the failed Soviet experiment. That's where he chose to honeymoon. And, of course, he always went down to Central and South America. He thought that the Sandinistas were just wonderful because they wrote poetry. It didn't matter what else they did. They could steal and kill. But if they wrote poetry, he's going to celebrate that. So we have Bloomberg, who has, up to this point, really focused on taking guns away from people without changing the Second Amendment. He's just going to do it because he can. And he has spent a fortune. He's got the two biggest gun control groups. He's running ads. I see them on websites everywhere. I mean, his presence, online presence, is just dominating. You know, the $100 million that he has spent. I constantly see ads. He's bragging about how he can take on the NRA, shut them down. And the other thing that Bloomberg is also all about is climate change, because that's going to make people like him, kleptocrats like him, it's going to make them a lot more wealthy. And that's exactly what it is about. We've pointed out many times about how this is a massive transfer of wealth, not only from individual countries. As President Trump kind of subtly said, I wish he would have been a little bit more direct, but when Greta Thunberg was there criticizing him, he says, well, you know, why doesn't she go to India or China? And, of course, the reason he said that was because if you look at the Paris Climate Accord, that he wanted to get out of, but that he was delayed from getting out of for about 6 months because of bad advice and hectoring from Ivanka and from Rex Tillerson. The Paris Climate Accord, even by people who are totally convinced of man-made climate change, they realize that if this is man-made and if it is global, that you've got to control it in the places where it is the dirtiest right now. And that would be India and China, where people actually have oxygen bars, you know, where they go in India and they you know, put the little oxygen hose around their nose so they can breathe, get a little bit of fresh air because the air is so bad. Or China, where they're importing canned air, just like Spaceballs. But they're allowed to continue to build the dirtiest power plants without restrictions. So this is basically a massive transfer of wealth and industry from America and Europe to India and China. And then you have the massive transfer of wealth to the elites, to the kleptocrats. And this was something that in the recent COP25 that happened at the end of the year, we just had an article come out from New American. And there was an interview that they did there at the climate conference with Dr. Fred Singer. He's a professor emeritus of the environment sciences at University of Virginia. And he said the burden of proof on all this stuff is really on the scientists who are asserting this. He said climate has always been changing. It's been warming and cooling and warming and cooling. So we assume that this is a continuing process. The fact that we're now fairly well advanced in the Industrial Revolution, it has no influence on natural forcing. We don't affect what the sun does. We don't affect the volcanoes. So the null hypothesis, which means the normal way that events would go, we would assume that all changes in climate, even today, are due to the same kinds of natural forces, like the sun and volcanoes and so forth, right? So the burden of proof then is on the alarmists who are demanding trillions of dollars and vast new controls over humanity. He said it's because taxpayer money is being distributed by governments and they are buying the cooperation of scientists. And he's absolutely right. You know, this is a massive subsidy so that kleptocrats can steal this money in poor countries or so they can make countries like the U.S. and Europe more poor and have a greater control over what we're doing and also steal a great deal of money. You know, people like Al Gore, people like Bloomberg, they're going to make a lot of money out of these climate exchanges. And, of course, Bloomberg is talking about huge tax increases in America's tax burdens. At the same time, that President Trump is about to unleash a major middle-class tax cut plan. He's going to do it right around April 15th. Again, I think that is very wise. He's going to release a middle-class tax cut plan around April 15th. Meanwhile, Bloomberg and, of course, the other Democrats like Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, they're bragging about how they're going to raise taxes on everybody. Bloomberg is saying his advisor is estimating that his increases would add about $5 trillion worth of new taxes spread over the course of a decade. And again, he's one of these elitists who are pushing the forced austerity program. They're going to control how you live, where you live, your movement, what you eat. It's going to be a plan of forced austerity. The justification for all of this, and again, it's a UN agenda, is sustainability, being green. But he's basically going to force us into austerity. Trump is going to go the other way. Bloomberg, as a matter of fact, is openly trying to buy votes from 60 million Latinos, he said. He's promising them amnesty. And he said, today I'm releasing my plan to bring security and a new path forward to the 60 million Latinos who live in our country. Now, he's assuming that that's 11 million illegal immigrants is the number that is floating around. But I don't know. He's up this now to 60 million and promising that he's going to get them higher wages. And yet President Trump's economic plan, already doing tax cuts, that is already raised the rates of Hispanics. That is the path to prosperity. When I look at this, and especially somebody like Bloomberg, who does financial news, he knows better than to think that you can tax your way into prosperity. This is not about that at all. He talks about giving the American dream to Latinos. Well, they've already been given the American dream. The American dream was having a home, and that is disappearing so that we can pay education expenses for the dreamers who come here in uncontrolled numbers, and we have to pay for their education. Now, you're not going to be able to afford a home, and he's just fine with that because that's part of the overall plan. It's absolutely amazing to me that this can continue and escalate. But again, the Democrats, Republicans, even President Trump, no longer looking at the budget deficit or the cumulative debt. So why do we even care about taxes? And I've said before, I think the reason that the Democrats, who don't care about a balanced budget at all, why would they raise taxes? They have this new thing now, the modern monetary theory. It's like magic money. And they don't think that they have to worry about deficits or debt at all. So why raise taxes? They raise taxes simply so that you don't have any disposable income. They're not interested in fiscal responsibility. They're not interested in what a massive debt is going to do to our economy. They're not interested in what it's going to do to our currency. Instead, they just want to make sure that you don't have any disposable income, that you don't have any economic choices, that you are completely dependent on them. That's why they continue to raise taxes even when they don't care about the deficit. It's absolutely insane. And when we're talking about green policies, I just want to pull in this article that I've had on my desk for about a week. A green failure? Are wind turbines causing regional warming? This is a new study out of Harvard. And it concludes that wind turbines cause regional warming by altering local wind patterns. We've already had a lot of reports showing how it is killing small birds and bats, and it's not just because they're hitting the blades. It's because of the pressure differential. Bats especially, I think, but also birds, they're breathing very rapidly, kind of like what happens if you are scuba diving. You go down deep and you take a deep breath, and then you rise too quickly without exhaling. You have to always exhale when you're coming up, or your lungs will explode because they call it air embolism. You breathe at a lower depth, and as you start to rise, the pressure decreases, so your lungs are going to go beyond their normal capacity. Well, that's what's happening in a very quick way to these birds and bats. But they also point out what's happening to humans. Noise, nausea, headaches reported by people. Infrasound and subsonic vibrations that propagate through both land and air. And so because of that, they've continued to put these things out further and further away from populations. But two Harvard scientists published an article in Joule in which they modeled the impact of increasing U.S. installed wind power by a factor of 18 because, you know, we can't have any coal. We're going to have to go with this stuff. And they found that it would create regional warming significantly beyond the area of the wind turbines. Well, we don't have time to go into this in any more details. Matter of fact, we're out of time for the show today. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Prepare for the worst, folks. We still have supplies of InfoWars storable food. If you don't need it this time, you're going to eventually need it for a natural disaster, for anything else. And you can find those supplies right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The products you buy there are essential to keeping us on the air. And we got some great discounts as well. We got 40% off vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus, at InfoWarsStore.com.